This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Alaskan waters are generally frigid and icy. That's just perfect for aqua farming oysters. Recently, though, oyster growers there started encountering a type of bacteria unfamiliar to most of them, one that's common among oysters from the warm waters of the Gulf Coast. Ashley Gross of the Alaska Public Radio Network reports.
Susie Sawinski's workday begins with a 2-minute commute by skiff from her houseboat to her oyster cages. For about 15 years, she and her husband Dave have lived in this isolated bay in Prince William Sound. They have no human neighbors, just humpback whales, orcas, seals, and bears. They spend their days tending their oysters, moving them from cage to cage to give them room to grow. Out of the blue-green water, Susie hauls up a cage covered in seaweed and filled with dozens of the shellfish.
There we go.
Holy cow.
That was 1 year's worth of growth. You know, when I put them in, they were small. And then we'd take this over to the raft and hose them off.
They meticulously clean the cages, removing intruders like starfish that prey on baby oysters.
Aha! Here's one. I knew it. I knew it. See? There he is.
Susie plucks a periwinkle-colored starfish from the shell of one of her oysters. But it was an invisible intruder that caused a lot more damage to her business 2 years ago. That invader was a bacteria called Vibrio parahemolyticus. 62 people came down with diarrhea from eating Alaskan oysters contaminated with the bacteria, including ones from Dave and Susie's farm. Neither of them had ever heard of the bug before.
I was totally devastated. I looked around and I said, "What? If you can't grow oysters here, you can't grow oysters anywhere."
State and federal officials puzzled over the cause of the outbreak. Joe McLaughlin is an epidemiologist with the state. He examined water temperature data collected at the Sawinski's farm and published his results in the New England Journal of Medicine.
From 1997 to 2004, the temperature has increased by 0.21 degrees centigrade per year, and that's a lot for water.
And enough to allow Vibrio parahemolyticus to grow to concentrations that can make people sick, he says. McLaughlin says he has no idea how the bacteria got to Alaska. But he does say the increased temperature seems to have triggered the outbreak.
This is just really interesting data, and I think it really supports what researchers in global warming have been finding.
Scientists say the ocean temperature in the Gulf of Alaska has been climbing since they began measuring it a few decades ago. Paul Epstein is associate director of Harvard's Center for Health and the Global Environment. He says this outbreak fits into a larger pattern of infectious diseases spreading into new areas as the ocean warms.
We're seeing an expansion of the potential range, and in many cases we're beginning to see outbreaks where they have not been occurring.
For the Sawinskis, there's a solution, at least for the time being. They've lowered their cages to colder, deeper water. That's allowed them to keep selling oysters and eating them.
And you do it just like this. That was a good one.
For NPR News, I'm Ashley Gross in Anchorage.